This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Mishnah discusses some more cases of wooden utensils. The Mishnah rules Tachtis Hatzorfin Tmeya. The wooden under tray used by smiths working with gold or silver is Mekabel Tuma, as it is a wooden utensil that's with a base kibbel. It is certainly meant to contain the shavings of gold or silver that drop onto it. That's not something one would just discard. So it's a proper container. Therefore, it is susceptible to Tuma. However, v'shel napachin tahara. But the wooden under tray used by blacksmiths, which would catch some iron filings as the blacksmith worked, this type of under tray is not mekabel Tuma because it's not considered an actual container, as the blacksmith has no intention of keeping whatever falls into that under tray. The Mishnah says further, Mashchezes sheyesh ba beis kibbel shemen tmeya, regarding a wooden sharpening board that has a cavity in it meant to hold oil that's rubbed on the board when the person is sharpening his knife. Such a board is susceptible to tuma because this board does have a container, even though the whole thing isn't shaped as a container, but since there is a container in a section of this piece of wood, it is considered a wooden utensil with a base kibbel, and therefore is mekabel tuma v'she'im batahara. But if it's just a flat sharpening board with no container for oil, then it's not mekabel tuma for its pshutei kliyeitz. It is a wooden utensil without a receptacle, and therefore it is not mekabel tuma. The Mishnah rules further, pinkei she'yesh bo base kibbel shava tame. A wooden tablet that has a rim going around it, and inside one places wax, and one inscribes into the wax with his stylus to write whatever he needs to write. This is mekabel tuma, as it does have that indentation. There's a rim going around, so it's considered a container for the wax, and therefore it is susceptible to tuma misha'im bo tahar. But a wooden tablet that has no rim to contain the wax, rather it's just a flat piece of wood, and one puts a coating of wax on top of it, as such, a wooden tablet is not mekabel tuma, as it is not a container. As we know, if a wooden utensil is in no way a container, it's not mekabel tuma. The Mishnah now considers some utensils made of straw or reeds. Straw or reeds will be in the category of kleiets, be considered a wooden utensil. The Mishnah says, regarding machtzeles hakash ushvoferes hakash, a straw, either mat, so it's meant for sitting, or a tube, which is used as a container, there is a dispute. Rabbi Akiva mitam. Rabbi Akiva said that these will both be susceptible to tuma. For Rabbi Akiva's opinion, these are considered sufficiently durable to be considered a kli. And even though the mat doesn't have a container, but since it's made for sitting, it is susceptible to tuma based on the special law of Midras that says if the item in question is meant for sitting or lying on, then even if it's made of wood, there's no base kibbel requirement. Even if it doesn't have a receptacle, it's not a container, it is susceptible to tuma. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitayr. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ruled that the straw matter tube is not mekabel tuma, for it is not sufficiently durable to receive the status of a halachic kli. The Mishnah then brings a statement from Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer af shel pakuos ki yotze behen. Mats or tubes made of gourd stalks would be subject to the same dispute. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this question of whether the item is considered sufficiently durable to have the status of a halachic kli. And halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah then says, regarding mechtzeles konim v'shel chelef, a mat made of reeds or marsh grass tahara, is not mekabel tuma because practically this kind of material would not be comfortable for sitting. So the assumption is it's not meant for sitting. Rather, for example, to provide shade, well, since it's not meant to put one's weight on, it's subject to the regular rule that says if there's no container, it's not mekabel tuma. Hence, this mat is not mekabel tuma. The Mishnah says, Shvoferes hakone shechoscha lekabala, regarding a reed tube, the one began to hollow out to use as a container, tahora chiyotzias kola kochai, does not become susceptible to tuma until he removes all of the pith, which is the white substance found inside of the reed. I mean, the point is, even though technically before he removes all of the pith, he's able to use it as some kind of a container, but in practice, people first remove all of the pith before actually using it as a kli, and therefore the halacha follows that norm, and the halacha says until all of the pith is removed, it is not considered halacha kli, it will not be susceptible to tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.